We are starting Be'ezer Hashem Yisboach, the 11th Perek, Mesechtes Nedorim. Be'elu Nedorim Shehu Meifer. So the Mishnah starts, these are Nedorim that he is Meifer, that a Baal is a Koyach to be Meifer. Dvorim Sheyesh Behen Inu Nefesh. So she made a nether about something that by being Mekayim, the nether shall have tzar. So these nedorim, he is bekoyach to be meifer. Now the Mishnah continues by giving two misholim. Im elchatz v'im loy elchatz. One mishol is, and the Gemara will speak about later, the loshon of the Mishnah is very difficult, because the Mishnah says, im erchatz, if I'll wash myself. So that's not a nether, that's a condition. But let us just assume now that the Mishnah means she made a nether, she will not wash herself. Or im eskashet, vim lo eskashet, or she won't be mekashet herself. That means she won't put on makeup on herself. These are things that the Tanakhama holds, this is Inui Nefesh. That means she'll suffer from this. If she'll go through with this nether, she'll be suffering from this. So on these Nedorim, a husband is Bekoyach to be Meifer. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Omar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, Ein Eilu Nidre Inui Nefesh. I wish to disagree with you. This is not nidra inei nefesh. A person doesn't wash themselves. If they made such a nether, so it doesn't mean anything. That's not considered inei nefesh. They're suffering. Ve'elu hain nidra inei nefesh. You know what a case of inei nefesh is? Omro, if she said, koinam peiris ha'ilam alai. If she made a nether that she won't eat peiris, so she's deriving herself to eat peiris, that's inui nefesh. Then he could be meifer, the husband could be meifer these nedorim, because this is a nether of inui nefesh, not eating. Peiris midine zuolai, but what if she made a nether that she won't eat peiris from this country? That means, let's say, She lives in Muncie, and she says, I will not eat Florida oranges. Is Yovi lo mimdina acheres? So she can have oranges from California, from a different place. So by this nether is not creating inu nefesh. She won't eat peiras from this medina, so she can eat from a different medina. So the nether does not create suffering for her. So therefore, he's not required to be meifer. Peiris chenven izeh olai, if she said that she won't eat peiris from this storekeeper, is also a neyochel ha'ofer. He also can be meifer. So you won't. She's not suffering, so you'll get peiris from a different storekeeper. But if this storekeeper was the one that sold him on credit, and he usually had to purchase on credit, you never had the money to pay for his bills, he accumulated big bills, and all the stores would not sell him on credit. This is the only store that will sell him on credit. And now, all of a sudden, his wife became angry at the storekeeper, and she says, I won't eat these payers. So, from this store, the payers that comes from this store I won't eat. So, let us be realistic. If the nether will be kayim, she won't be eating payers, because he has no way of getting payers from any other stores, because the other stores do not sell on credit. So, memele, this nether will be going to mean nefesh to her. She won't be able to eat payers. That's what's going to come about. So, memele, areze yofa. Then he could be meifer. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Now let us see the Rav. Ve'elu nedorim shehu meifa. These are nedorim that he's meifa. Shehabal meifa. V'chein ha'ov meifa libitoi. Now, let's just mention the Iran is speaking about a touchy problem, a touchy statement. That means there's a machlekes harishainim. If there's a machlekes harishainim, if at all, a father that's meifa nidre bitoi, if he's also governed by these guidelines that he can only be meifa nidorim shebeinei lebeino nidorim shalinei nefesh, which the Ran and the Rosh hold that he could, that's all that he could be meifa, and Ov is not better than a Baal. And the Rambam Shita is that Ov is meifa all nidorim. He's not governed by any guidelines. His daughter will make a neder about something that is not in nefesh, it's not varam shebeinu lebeinu. So a father could also be meifa. But the Ran, that's why the Ran is saying over here, shabal meifa, dvorim sheyesh bimin nefesh, v'cheina ov meifa lebitoi. A father that's meifa nidre bitoi when she's a naira, also he's governed by these guidelines only in the nefesh, and dvorim shebeinu lebeinu, as we'll see. Sheyesh bimin nefesh. So the Mishnah is misleading. Ve'elu nidorim shumeifa, dvorim sheyesh bemini nefesh. His meforish begmorah, the Gemara will explain, the who has in the meifa nami dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. Aob is also, Baal is also meifa dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. So why did the Mishnah only speak about one case? Eladenoketani lifishu meifa oisan legamri, because nidorim shalini nefesh, when he's made for them, so they become completely bottled. Bein la'atzmoi, bein la'acherim. That means the nether becomes bottled, say, when she's married to him. Say, he'll give her a get and she'll get married to someone else, but this nether became bottled already. Ma she'ein kein bedvorim she'beinoi lebeino, but dvorim she'beinoi lebeino. Let us speak, let's say an example. His wife has a bad breath. And she made another, she will not use mouthwash, she's not going to brush her teeth. No, that bothers him very much. So he was made for the nether. Dvorim she'beinoi lebeino, it causes friction between both of them. It's not in the nefesh, she hates to brush her teeth. Well, kaponim is dvorim she'beinoi lebeino. Now, he goes and gives her a gift. Fine. Now she gets married to someone else. So the minute she gets married to someone else, the nether is chal and she can't brush her teeth. The schus hafora of beinoi lebeino, if he's meifa, because it causes friction between both of them, that's kol's man. They're both married. So then the hafora. Then the hafore is mevatel the nether. The minute the hafore is not negaya them anymore, she's married to someone else, and we'll see, and she can't get married back to him, so then the nether is chal again. So that's why the Mishnah did not want to speak about dvorim shebeinei lebeino. The Gemara about to say, ve'ilun the dvorim shehu meifa, we'll see klar in the Gemara. Ve'elun edorim shu meifa, that this is mufa completely. He said mufaloch, she made a nether, she's not going to eat peiris, and he said mufaloch, so it's mufa. She's married, he gave her a get, she got married to someone else, it's mufa. So that's why the Mishnah wanted to speak about a hafore that completely is mevatel the nether. And the Mishnah did not want to speak about the dvorim shebeinu lebeino, because it is not a complete hafore. That's what the Ran is saying over here. Al denokitani lefisha hu meifa oison legamri. The hafore of ini nefesh is a hafore legamri. It's a complete hafore. Bein la'atzmoi, for himself. Bein la'acherim, say she got married to someone else. Ma she'en kein bedvorim she'beinoi lebeino. But dvarim, which are personal inyanim between both of them, she'ein meifa la'achayim, the hafore does not help for others, elo la'atzma. So that's why the Mishnah did not want to speak about that. Im elchatz, im loy elchatz. So we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah is very difficult. That's not a nether, if I'll wash myself, if I won't wash myself. The Gemara will explain exactly what she had said. Yeah. Im eskashe, im lo eskashe, kishut haponim. And we're speaking about kishut, that she's beautifying herself, she's putting on cosmetics, makeup. So we're speaking about kishut haponim, kigoin choil upikus. This is types of cosmetics. The boho, the spiral rabbonon, the mefer mishum nidrei inui nefesh. The rabbonon hold kishut is also inui nefesh. That means she's going outside and she looks so pale and everyone looks at her like she's a zekena of 130 years already. She doesn't have makeup, so that's called inui nefesh. Avol kishut shel mato. But kishut shalmato, this means hasara seyor b'mokim tashmish, which is not inui nefesh. This is dvorim shebeinoy lebeino. Afilu rabbonu moide l'Rabbi Yosi dein eilu nidre inui nefesh. This is not nidre inui nefesh, ala dvorim shebeinoy lebeino. Vochinami muchach b'gmorim. The bekishut haponim omrina. That the Mishnah is speaking about, eskashet is speaking about, if she's beautifying her face with makeup or cosmetics. The Kama, the Gemara says later, the Kvosei, the Kvosei, Shalai is Kashet Benefet, Lichluchu. The Gemara says, if she won't be Miskashet Benefet, so that's a Lichluch. She dirties her face with this. So it seems it's a Kishet on the face. So the Gemara later will seem that when the Mishnah is speaking about kishut, is speaking about how she beautifies her face. And that's what our Mishnah is speaking about, that the Tanakama holds this is nidrei nefesh, nidrei inui nefesh, if she will not be niskashit. Avul kishut shelamato obo the hasara seyel midvorim shebeine lebeine have. That is zicher. This is dvorim shebeine lebeine. This is a personal thing which can bother him. It's not inui nefesh. Vochi sebed yepek hamadil gabi baniyish shiloi nosan kitz. When that sugi is mavua like that. Yeah. Omar Rav Yosi, ein eilu nidrei inui nefesh. Meforesh b'gmore, del Rav Yosi, nidrei inui nefesh hu deloi havien, avul dvorem shebeinei lebeinei havien. That means Rav Yosi is moide, he can be mefer, the husband can be mefer than the dorem. If it bothers him if she doesn't take a bath, if it bothers him that she's not putting on makeup, it could be mefer. This is dvorim shebeinei lebeinei. This is a thing which creates friction between them. So he could be mefer. But this is not nedorim. This is not dvorim shelinei nefesh. This is dvorim shebeinei lebeinei. And we mentioned before, dvorim shebeinei lebeinei is a different din hafore. It doesn't help for all people. It only helps kolzman is beinei lebeinei. Ve'elu hain nidrei inui nefesh maskone de milsed Rav Yosi. Yovilo mimdina acheres, dekiven dumeteres lechol peires medina acheres. So Rav Yosi said, even though I said that if she made a nether on achilas peires that's inui nefesh, that if the nether included peires from all over the world, but if she only asked peires from a different Medina, ain't ze inui nefesh. This is not inui nefesh. because you can get peres from another medina. Vimlay haisa panasosai elomimenu. Now we said the same thing. If she asked peres from the storekeeper, so it's also not in nefesh. You can buy from another storekeeper. Abavimlay haisa panasosai elomimenu. If he was the only store they could purchase from. Shechen v'nizeh makifoy. This chen v'niz sells them on credit. You can't find another store which will sell them on credit. Sometimes he doesn't have money, so the only way he can get paid is only through this store. That means if the nether will remain kayim, and he doesn't have money to purchase from another store, so she'll fast. She won't be eating paid. So it comes out that this nether, even though it's a nether only on payers from a certain store, this is a nether of inei nefesh. Hilkach yofer. Umistavre. So the Ran says, the Rav Yosi nami benodra mi payers medina sheidorabo. That means that what Rav Yosi said, she asked payers medina, it's not inei nefesh. That means that, let's say she asked Florida oranges, she can get oranges from California. So Mimela, so it's not called Inei Nefesh. But what if in where he lives there's oranges? And she asks these oranges, now I'll have to go someplace else to get those oranges. So that the Ran says, Mistavaz Rabbi Yosi Nami bin Nodra mi Peres Medina Shehi Dorebo, she asked Peres from the Medina that she's living in. So in Mele, if he will be unable to go to a different medina, so Baita, so she'll have to fast. Is Yofa. That means this medina, which is convenient to get payers, is not worse than a storekeeper that sells on credit. And just like we say, if he won't have money, so it comes out that so this nether will create in the nefesh, he'll have to fast. So if he'll be unable to go out of the medina to get paid, he'll also have to fast. V'chiktoni yovilo medina achers v'shlei nodra mipeires medinoso. The Mishnah before is speaking about that she made a nether on Florida oranges and he can go to California, and Lamaisa, he lives in Muncie. So Lemaise, he has problems going to Florida, he has problems going to California. But Al Kaponim, these payers are not here. So Memele, so then it's not considered in nefesh. Instead of going to Florida, you go to California. But if she made a nether of payers that which grow in her medina, so then we can say that's in nefesh, because if he'll have difficulties leaving the medina, she will not be able to eat payers. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Bigmar Meforesh Lomali, why does the Mishnah have to end Divrei Rabbi Yosi? Even the Bereish Milsei Tona Omar Rabbi Yosi. It's very modern. We start Omar Rabbi Yosi, so this is all Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Why does the Mishnah have to end Divrei Rabbi Yosi? Zakte Gemore, Nidrei Inei Nefesh Ude Meifa. A husband can be mefer nidre inei nefesh. She'ein bohem inei nefesh. If there's no inei nefesh, ainei mefer. For sanye, so the Gemara asks, bein ish leishtoi, bein ov lebitoi. It says in the pasuk, nidorim bein ish leishtoi, bein ov lebitoi. Melamed shabal mefer nidorim shebeinoi lebeinom. There's another nether that a baal is bekoyach to be mefer. It says, bein ish li ishtoi. So be'emesin, if we'll learn this gemara a little earlier, this gemara would be a shtikol raya to the Ramba. That means, according to the Ran, we had said the Mishnah speaking about Aforas Abal, Aforas Ha'ov. Now the Gemara says, so why do you say that they can only be made in the nefesh. Vosanya ben ish le ishte ben ov le bitoy, melamet shahabal meifon the dorim shebeine lebeine. So why did the Gemara not speak about ov? It says ben ov le bitoy also. So why did the Gemara only speak about Baal? So it would seem from the Gemara, like the Rambam, that a Baal is governed and guided by these guidelines that in Nefesh, Beine Lebeine, Anov is made for all the Dorim. That's why the Gemara mentioned Baal. Melamed Shabal made for the Dorim Shabeine Lebeine. So Nemesin, the Rosh, by us, by the discussion, the Rosh holds like the Ram, that an Ov can also only be made for Dvorim Shabeine Lebeine Bitoi. So the Rosh says by us on the Gemara, who are the Nami of, also can be made for that Kebeinu Lebeinu. I did not get Baal, that what it says, Baal, Mishum de Gabi Baal, Ksiv La'anais Nefesh, because the Posik, La'anais Nefesh, says by Baal, Amihoche Komalbe, Amihoche Komalbe, Avdvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. So the Gemara says, why do you say Baal? Ini Nefesh says by Baal. So why do you say a Baal can only be made for Ini Nefesh? By Baal it says also by Nishli Ishtoi. But who didn't buy up? Now the Rosh explains a little bit what Beine Lebeine means. Kigoy Shenotro Shaloi Lishamshoi. She made a nether, she will not serve him. Or another thing which will bring about friction and hatred between both of them. So that is called Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. And these Nidorim Abal also is a koyach to be mefer. And the Rosh is who are in the Oth. They both have the same koyach. So the Gemara first wanted to say a different teretz, not the way we accept Shat and the Ran and the Mishnah. Omri. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Holin v'holin meifer. You're 100% right. A husband can be meifer nidre inei nefesh. A husband can also be meifer nidorim shebeinoi lebeino. Miu inei nefesh meifer lo'ilo. Nidre in a nefesh, if she made a nether, she won't eat peiris, or according to the Tanakhama, rechitz is also in a nefesh. So when he's mefer, the afore is chal loilo. That means the nether is bottle and bavutel, he gives her a get, she gets, it's still kayim. Avol ein bem in a nefesh. But nidorim she'ein be'mini nefesh, nidorim she'beinoi lebeino, ki de'ise te'choise, calls man she's married to him, havi afore. So then it's afore, it's be'ini lebeino, they're married. Mechi megarish lo, but if he'll give her a get, chayil alo nidro, bedvorim she'beinoi lebeino, she'ein be'mini nefesh. But the minute he gives her a get, so it's no more negeya beinoi lebeino, they're not married anymore. So now the afore becomes bottle. Avo yesh ben inu nefesh, but a neder of inu nefesh, lechayla le nidro, he gives her a get, so the din is that, this neder is bottle. Before we see the Ran, let us just see the Rosh. The Rosh explains a little better the Havamin of the Gemara. Ki megarish lo by the Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu Chayil Alo Nidro. So the Rosh says, Dohochi Mashmalei Hashte Lishne Dekro. The Gemara now understood the Loshen of the Posik, Bein Ish Leishtoi Davke Calls man shehi ishtoi. That is pshat in the drosha. That he can be mefer nedorim, calls man their husband and wife. That, till then, the afore exists. The minute that he gives her a get, so then the nether is chal. That's what the Gemara wanted to say.
What does the Ran say? Ki megarish lachayli umitzerabu. And afa pishachosav anos, even though he remarried her again. The hafore is only chal bein ish leishtei kozman, this ishus is kayim, hafore is chal. He gives her a get, so the hafore is botel mikano lahabe, and the nether is chal. That's how the Gemara wants to differentiate between nedorim shel inu nefesh, and the Mishnah wants to speak about hafore chaluta, hafore legamri, hafore that's mevatel completely. So that's why the Mishnah spoke dafke about nidre inu nefesh. Eilu nedorim shel meifel, that is meifel legamri. The Mishnah didn't want to speak about Dvorim shebeinoy lebeino, because this is only a hafore which only exists a certain amount of time, but only exists called man de mari. If he gives her a get, the hafore becomes bottle. So the Gemara says, is that true? Udvorim she'ein bem ini nefesh. When he gives her a get, highly alo. You want to tell me that the nether is chal? It's not true. Vosna, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yoimer, Yofer, Shema Yigarsheno, Utehei Asuroloi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said he should be Mefer. Maybe he'll give her a get, and she'll be Yosotem. We'll see soon. That's why he should be Mefer. And when he's Mefer, even if he gives her a get, she won't be Yosa. Alma kimigarish lo, o Mefer lo mikora habi yafore. So in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we see that even though he gives her a get, if he was Mefer before, the afore will help. Now let us see the Ran to understand what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is speaking about. Zoktara. Vosnan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer Yofer. Masnisen hi Bahai Pirke. This Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is in this page. Now, what is he speaking about? Uketoni Reisha. The Reisha of the Mishnah says as follows. She made a nether. Koinom Sha'ani Oise Alpicho. She made a nether that she's answering her maisa yodayim to her husband. She's answering it to him. That means if she'll do something, he's not allowed to have her know from it. So the Tanakhama says, Einai tzorich lohofel. The nether isn't chal. He doesn't have to be made for the nether. Doha mishabdolei. She is mishubid to work for her husband. That's one of the shibudim. There's a certain amount of maisi yedayim which a wife has to do for her husband. Balmu rabbonon l'shibudai debal shaloi yafki enu kaino. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. Be'emison, let us think about this case. She asked her maisi yedayim to her husband. And she's meshubit to her husband to work for him. But now she asked. So we have here a conflict between Yeredeya and Choshen Mishpat. That means, Alpi Choshen Mishpat, she has to work for him. Alpi Yeredeya, she made a neder that she's asking Maise Yodeho al Bailo. So when we have such a conflict, so the din is the Yeredeya wins over the Choshen Mishpat. The Gemara says, "Kainomes mafkiyem midei shibud." That means she owed something to him, but now that it's also, so the shibud becomes bottle. You're not allowed to have a no from me, so because I made an eder, so the shibud becomes bottle. But the Rabbonon wanted that this should not occur, so then we'll have so every woman, she'll want to be mafkiya, maisi yadeo, from her husband, she'll make a kainim. And that's how she'll be mafkiya. So the Rabbonon said, Balmu Rabbonon lishibudei debal. The Rabbonon said that what she's mishubit to her husband, that what she owes her husband, she has to work for him, it's not like she owes it to him. It's like he possesses it already. So it comes out she wants to ask her with a nether something that he possesses. That she can't do. I can only answer my things on you. I can't answer your things on yourself. So the Rabbonon said that the nether is not chal. So before we go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let us understand what happened till now. So he's talking about a scenario as follows. The wife told the husband, I'm making a koinim, I'm asking my maisi yodayim on you. So Chazal said, so we consider like it's the maisi yodayim belongs to him, so you can't ask his maisi yodayim on himself. So the Tanakhama says, so there's no need to be mefer. The nether does not affect him whatsoever. Because since the Chazal said the Maisi Yadayim belongs to him, so the nether does not answer his Maisi Yadayim on him. That's what the Tanakhama says. You don't have to be mefer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, let's not be short-sighted. You're 100% right. Kozman, she's married to him. The nether does not affect him in any way because Kozman, she's married to him, her Maisi Yadayim belong to him, and she can't ask her the Maisi Yadayim that belongs to him on him. But let's see, why don't we go and give her a get? So then it doesn't belong to him anymore. So Memele, if he won't be made for the nether, so he'll give her a get, and then he'll want to remarry her, and then the Maisi Yadayim will already be also on him, and then we'll be in hot water. So I suggest that the husband should be mefer now the nether, even though now the nether is not affecting him in any way, he should be mefer because maybe if we'll give her a get, then the nether will affect him. So let him be mefer now that the nether, after he gives her a get, will not affect him anymore. So from this Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we saw that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, Devorim shebeinoy lebeino, he could be mefer, dafo helps after he gives her a get. Not the way you said, that the father only helps Kozman, they're married. We see from Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, it helps even after he'll give her a get. Now let us see that on in the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, oime yofe. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says he should be mefer, even though now the nether doesn't affect him. Shim lo yofer, because if he won't be mefer now, yochel aneder, the neder will be chal, sheyigar sheno, when he gives her a get, utei asur alachzaloi, then he will not be permitted to remarry her, shema yehena mimeno, umishim hochi yofer. So that's why he should be mefer. Almet, so we see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ki mefer lo meikori, even though this is dvorim shebeino lebeino, having hanof and the maisi yadayim is not inri nefesh, it's only beino lebeino. But if he is meifa, then afilu boso geirishin loichayel nidro. Even after he gives her a get, the nether isn't chal. Va'av al gav the maisi yodel midvorim shebeino lebeino. Even though the maisi yadayim is midvorim shebeino lebeino, so we see that fora helps for him after the geirishin. So you're wrong with what you told me. You told me that the pasuk means to say, "Bein ish leishtoi davke kozman shehi ishtoi." That fora helps. We see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that fora will help even after she becomes ois ishtoi. Even after he gives her a get, that fora will also help. So the Gemara says, you're right. I'll tell you a different pshat. Omri, I'll tell you. Halim v'halim. Nidre inay nefesh. V'nidorim shebeinay ebeinay avi apor. Both of them is apor. Ale nidre inay nefesh. If she made a nether, she won't eat fruit, let's say. Is mefer, when he's mefer, so the fora helps. Bein la'atzmoi u bein la'acher. The father will help for himself. The father will help, he gives her a get, and she gets married, she had made a neder not to eat oranges. The father helps for himself, and the father will also help, even she gets married to someone else, she also is permitted to eat oranges, because he was made for the neder of ini nefesh. When you make for the neder of ini nefesh, the hafore is good for everyone. The neder is mufa. Ain bohem ini nefesh, but a neder that is no ini nefesh, it's only nidorim shebeinoy lebetzvorim shebeinoy lebeino, la'atz moy meifa, for himself, before it helps. When it's negeya beinoy lebeinoy, beinoy, before it helps. La'cheirim einoy meifa, but for others it will not help. Now we'll go back to the kasha. You had a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Eilu nedorim shu meifa dvorim sheyesh b'minei nefesh." He said he's also meifa nedorim shebeinoy lebeino. That was your kasha. No, but the Mishnah is as follows: "Eilu nedorim shu meifa." These are nedorim. He's meifa for everyone. The Torah helps for everyone. Bein laatzmoi, bein lacherim. Nedorim sheyesh bem inui nefesh. This is nedorim sheyesh bem inui nefesh. These nedorim, when he's meifa, the hafore is good for everyone. Nedorim shebeino lebeino, the hafore is only good for himself, but it will not help for someone else. Now let us see the Rosh before we see the Ram. Hello, let's just, it's the three lines from when the Rosh, the lines start getting wide towards the end of the line. The third line. Elo nidre ini nefesh meifa bein la'atzmoi bein la'achei. Bein la'atzmoi kol zman she'itachto. Kol zman she's married him. She had made a neder not to eat oranges. Kol zman she's married, she could eat oranges. Bein la'acherim, and the afore helps for anyone else also. Im tizgarish, v'tinose la'acher, she'll marry someone else, she can also continue eating oranges. Ha'afore bedvorim shel inui nefesh is a afore that includes everyone. It helps for everyone. Ain bem inui nefesh, but what, if there's no inui nefesh, it's only beinei lebeino. La'atzmoi meifa, klima. What does it mean, la'atzmoi meifa? Kol ma'adishayich la'atzmoi. If it is in any way negeya to the husband, havi haparose yafore. So the fore helps for himself. Now, what does this mean for himself? Calls man she tachto. If she's married to him, he didn't give her a get yet, so zicha helps. Ubein im girsho vechziro. Or let's say he gave her a get and he remarried her. So it's also negeya himself. So the hafora helps. But now the Rosh says chidush. Hilka. In girsho. If he gave her a get, kozman shehi ruuya loshev elo. He gave her a get. It's not negay him anymore. She's not married to him. He's not married to her. But kozman shehi ruuya loshev elo. She's roi to remarry him. Loi chalan eder. That means if there's any potential that it might become still chayzer v'niyah, that there will be beinei lebeino loichal aneder. Avo im niseis la'acha, but what if she got married to someone else? Then chal aneder. So we have to understand the Rosh said a chiddush. We have to understand what the Rosh said. The Rosh said like this: When we learned the Gemara, we, Mistama, understood that Kozman is Negeya him, the Forest Chal. So let's speak about time elements. He gave her a get Reish Chodesh Nisan. Reish Chodesh Nisan, let's speak about our marshal of Drum Shabbeinu Labbeinu and brushing the teeth. So she made a nether, she won't brush her teeth. So Kozman, she's married to him, the nether is in Chal. She's allowed to brush her teeth. He gives her a get Reish Chodesh Nisan. Fine. Now let's talk about Reish Chodesh, and he gives a get Reish Chodesh Nisan, and he's going to marry her Reish Chodesh Elul. Fine. He marries her Reish Chodesh Elul. What is the din from Nisan to Elul? Is she permitted to brush her teeth? Is he not permitted to brush her teeth? So we would say, well, it's not Dvorim Shebeinu Labeinu now. He's not married to her anymore. The neder is not negeya him. So then the neder is chal. So she's not permitted to brush her teeth. Well, come Elul, and he remarries her. Then the nether becomes botul. That's how we would understand. The Rosh is coming to tell us, no, we're making, that is not the right pshat in the Gemara. Kozma, he gave her a get Reish Chodesh Nisan. Kozma, there's a possibility he can remarry her, the nether is mchal. She's still a potential wife, he can remarry her. Gave her a get, he can remarry her. The neder calls man, she's a potential wife. The neder is not chal. She got married to someone else. Nisei slaacha. Oh, this is already, she's ois potential wife anymore. We'll talk about this soon. That's no more negeya beine lebeino. Boom. Now the neder is chal. That's what the Rosh is saying. So let us see again the Losh and the Rosh. Hil beinim ye. Kloima, kol man de shaykh la atzmoi, whatever, if it shaykh, we ma vi faros afore. Kolz man shi tachto, u bein in girsha, vech zira. If kolz man shi tachto, vitz negeye him, u bein in girsha, vech zira, it's still bein in le bein. Hilka, im girsha, if he gave her a get, kolz man shi hi ru u yo loshev eilo. She's roi to remarry him. There's still a potential Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. Loichal HaNeder. So the Neder wasn't Chal. So Memele, there's no Neder between Nisan and Elul. There's no Neder. She's permitted to brush her teeth. Abol in Nisei Slaacha. But if she got married to someone else, Chal HaNeder. Now, there's no more potential to get married, remarry him. She's married someone else. The loim is tava lemeima. So now the Rosh says, it's not mistava to say, she yochel haneder miyad acha shegirsha. It doesn't make sense to say that when he gives her a get, the minute he gives her a get, the neder is chal, she now has to brush her teeth. Vim yachzirena, and if we marry her, poka haneder. Leimotzinu neder shechal poka memeil. We don't find a neder that's chal is poka memeil. It doesn't work like that. The neder is chal. So memeil is so therefore, the Rosh says so. So pshat is differently. Kol's man, she is, there's a possibility she can get remarried to him. So it's still, this is still, this neder is still affecting beinei lebeino. It's still negeya both of them. They might remarry. So the neder is in chal. Nisei slaachel, she married someone else, then the neder is chal. Now, I'd like to say two things on this. Number one, the zelcheir ashtikol diik in the Rosh, avalim nisei slaachel. She made nisuin. Why did she say nisei slaachel? What if she was niskadish slaachel? How do you say Dafka Nisuin? If she was Niskadish Lacha, what happens then? And Lamai said, the Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch says, she imti nosei Lacha, also Losh and Nisuin. So I think the Rosh is telling us a big Chiddush. The Rosh is telling us like this. The din is, Masa Grushosoi Mishenisei, she's also Lacha. That's it then, al-yuchabal arisha lakach talachi asher atamo. If a person gives his wife a get, and she made erisin with someone else, and he gave her a get, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. she made nisuin with the second husband, mazig rishosim ishinisayis, then she's not allowed to go back to the first husband. So that's midrash saying amur b'kechidish. If she gave her a get, there's still beina lebeina. If she made erisin with someone else, there's still beina lebeina. Who knows what'll happen? He can give her a get also. There's still a potential beina beina. Niseis la'achel. There was nisuin with someone else. Oh, then it's finished. And she's not allowed to marry a person. So then it's no more beina lebeina. The Keren Eire is medayik from the Loshen Rambam. Let us not go into the case of the Rambam, but the Rambam is speaking about a case of Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, and the Rambam says, that Sheyigarshenu, when he gives her a get, so the nether is chal. So the Lacha Mishnah is medayik from the Loshen Rambam, the Rambam is not like the Rosh. The Rambam seems to say, the minute he gives her a get, it's Beine Lebeino, Kozman, they're married. He gives her a get, the Nedda is Chal. He'll remarry her again, the Nedda will again become both. Now let us see the Ran. Bein la'atzmoi mahani yafor dilei, bein shiruya la'atzmoi shal meifa. Let us see the Ran. Bein la'atzmoi mahani yafor dilei. Here we're speaking about nedorim shel inu nefesh, so that Torah helps for himself. Bein shehi ruya la'atzmai shel meifa. Bein la'acherem afilo girsho v'niseis la'acher. He gave her a get, she got married to someone else. Also that Torah helps. A Torah v'nitre inu nefesh helps completely. אבל אין בהמיני נפש על דבורם שבינו לבינו לעצמי מיפה לאחרם איני מיפה. The kiven שניסס לאחר, since she got married to someone else, בוטרו לא הפורה דילי, then this הפורה becomes בוטל, וחייל נדלו. והוכי קטוני, and this is פשט מהמשנה, ואילו נדורים שהוא מיפה, these are the dorm that he's meifel, therefore helps bein latzmei bein lacherem. The kim the toni meifel stomer for ilomis mashma. It means it's afore forever. Yeah. Okay. That is this gemara. Before we go further, I'd like to mention a suffix that the Keren Eire has. He gets into problems with the suffix. The Keren Eire clears such a suffix. We mentioned before that the Shitas Haram, the Shitas Harosh, that a Or is Meifel Nedorim also Beine Lebeino, only the Dorim Beine Lebeino and Inin Nefesh. So Lechayre, the Or has the same guidelines like the Baal. So, let's speak about our mashal of Nedorim Shebeini Lebeino. She made a neder, she's not brushing her teeth, and it bothered her father very much. It was made for the neder. When she was an Arab, right? No problem. Now she becomes a boigres. She's no more Bershus Avio. She's out of the Rishus of her father, she's in the Rishus Avio till Nidus. She's no more Birshus Avio. So what'll happen with the nether? Can she brush her teeth? She's not allowed to brush her teeth. So the Keren Eire wants to say, Dvom Shebeine Lebeino, it's Kozman, it's Beine Lebeino. When she becomes a Boigres, she's out of his Rishus, the nether is Chal. That's what he wants to say. Could be. But then he goes a step further. So let us speak about another case. We have the same scenario. She's an arusa, and she made the dinners by an arusa, that the orus and the ov are made for bishutvis. She made another when she was an arusa, she won't brush her teeth. So now, so the din is an arusa, the ov and the orus are made for. Both were made for the nether. Now, ois nether. Now, they made nisuin. So now she's already ois mirshus aviyo. So if we will say that the minute she leaves rishus aviyo, that his hapore becomes bottle, so mamel will come out, now the husband is in a pickle. Because now the nedorim was made when she was an arusa. Then we had the hapore of the shutvis ha'ov ha'oris. Now the hapore of the ov becomes bottle because she goes out of his rishus. So it's a shrek. So it comes out amir the kechidish that all nedorim shebeinu lebeinu, when she becomes a nesue, all the nedorim become bottle. The hapore becomes bottle. That's the or of the kerenoire. I think that there's a moiridike chilik between our Gemara and the Keren Eire's case. We're speaking about dvorim shebeinei lebeinei by a husband. Let's talk about this case. The husband, she doesn't want to brush her teeth. It bothers him. So memele, dvorim shebeinei lebeinei. Fine. He's made for the nether. He gives her a get. No, that's what bothers you. What's, you're not married to her. You don't have to talk to her. Tal b'sicha me'isha. Mishta oma ba'akapone me'isha zicha. He gave her a get. Finish a guten talk. It's not a get you anymore. The nether is mechal. Fine. He remarries her. It is chal. Fine. So then there's the chal d'hapore. But by a father, if she went out of his reshus, he's his father, he won't speak with her anymore. It's still beinu lebeinu. Our Gemara said only that the minute it's no more nafkemina to him, it's not negayim anymore, therefore it becomes bokel. The Torah gave you a koich to me beifa. If it's negayim you, he gave her a get, what negayim you? She brushes her teeth, she doesn't brush her teeth. She's Yanim's husband, what is a negayim you? So mamela, your father becomes bottle. Because it's not negayu you anymore. So the father becomes bottle. But if the father was mefer, when she was a naira, he was mefer the nether. So now she became a boigris. So it doesn't bother him anymore. She's still a daughter. She still comes to visit him. And it still bothers him. So mamela, if it bothers him, so mamela, so the father never becomes bottle. The kerenera was medama going out of his rishus. To not bein and lebein, I think these are two different things. If it's negeya him, so it's called bein and lebein. If it's not negeya, it's not called bein and lebein. But going out of his reshus by becoming a boigus, by becoming a nesua, that's the chmedas lebala v'lemeir. Let us see the Gemara further. Im erchas. Now we hear in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama says that im elchas, im le elchas, this is dvorim shel inu nefesh. So when we learned the Mishnah, we explained the lashon of the Mishnah is very difficult. Im elchas, that's not a nether. If I wash myself, so what's a nether? Heichi koma. What did she say? She didn't say kainam rechitz olai, because the Mishnah doesn't say it. Im elchas is a condition. If I wash myself, then ilayma da amra kainem peiris oyla malai im elcha. So the Gemara understood this is what she said. If I'll ever take a shower, if I'll ever wash myself, I'm making a nether not to eat peiris. So the im elcha is a tnai, a condition, and the nether is I won't eat peiris. So the Gemara asks on this two kashas. Kasha number one, Ilay madam koina peiges oilam alai im elchatz. Lama lo haforet. Why is there a need of haforet? Loi sirchatz. Loi litzeren peiges oilam. Eilu alo. That means the Gemara is asking a kasha, and today we won't see the oimek of the kasha. That's telling the Gemara that pay. But the Gemara is asking Akasha as follows. There is no need to be meifa now. What, the ini nefesh now? Your meifa on this ini nefesh. If she washed herself, okay? Now the nether is chal. Now there's ini nefesh, now you should be meifa. But before, she didn't wash, she said, im elchat, Peiris oilam, koinem peiris oilam alai. If I'll ever wash myself, then koinem peiris oilam. So the Gemara says, why should he be made for? There's no ini nefesh now. And we'll see in that pay, and if there's no legitimate reason to be made for now, you can't be made for now. That's famous. Yeva koyach afori, if it's this ini nefesh, if it's negeya. It's famous, it's not negeya at all. So why can he be made for the Nidor? That's kasha number one. Loi sirchas l'litzrim peiris oilam eilalo. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two is, the Tanakama, let's forget about that kasha. We'll say that, we have to consider, like, the nether is already chala, if she'll wash it. That we have to consider that the nether is in front of us, and that's what the Tana holds, even though it wasn't chal yet. So if that's the svar of the Tana Kame, so what did Rabbi Yossi say? Ein eilu nidre inei nefesh, it's not nidre inei nefesh. Voit v'ho leime Rabbi Yossi, ein eilu nidre inei nefesh, The Tanakhama is saying that we have to consider Keilu the Neder was Chal for some reason, even though who says that it has to be Chal? She won't wash herself, so it won't be Chal. But that was Kasha number one. Kasha number two is in the Niyah that it's considered Keilu the Neder was Chal. So what is Rabbi Yossi coming to say in Eilu Nidre in Nefesh? It's sure it's Nidre in Nefesh. The Nether is Peres Eilam Alay. Peres Eilam Alay is Ichen Nidre in Nefesh. So what is the Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? These are the two kashas the Gemara asks, and let us see there. Heichi Komro, the Loshin Koinem Loshayachim. Ileime the Omro Koinem Peres Oilam alai, im elchatz, lama lo afore. Why is there a need for afore? Loi sirchatz. V'loi litzeran peiris oilam alo. The middle, now why, how did the Gemara come to, that this was pshat in the Mishnah, that we're having a saying a whole Megillah, we're reading between the lines. The middle loi toni kigoin shenodra b'chitza atzma. The Tan is telling us, what is an adavini nefesh? So let him say, kind of mechitza lai. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. The midloitoni kigoin shenodra bechitza atzma alme, so we see bechitza leke inu. We see that the Tanakama also holds by rechitza, there's no ini nefesh. The kivin the leke inu, so there's no ini nefesh. So loma lo aporet, so why is there a need of aporet? The, so she won't wash herself. And finished. She won't wash herself. There's no need of a fore. Umidamrinon hailishne de loma lo a fore. Vamrine nami loy silchats veloy litzeren peiris oilam alo. Let her not wash herself, and there won't be us in the peiris. Mashme de chol emes de loy rochtso. Kozman, she doesn't wash herself. Le mitzer alo peiris. The peiris don't become us. Leichashin and Shematilchatz. We're not afraid. Maybe she might wash herself. Listen, she didn't wash herself. Everything is mutter. Bikala made it. Amar Rav Yehuda Leil Perk Veilu Mutorim Koinem Eini Bishine Hayoyim Imishan Lamocha. A person made another. He won't sleep today B'tnai, if he sleeps tomorrow. So the nether is on today, and the tnai is tomorrow. So Rabbi Yehuda says, al yishan hayayim, he's not permitted to sleep today. Chayshinan shema yishan lemocha. He might fall asleep tomorrow. The b'tnai loim is dying. So Rabbi Yehuda said, amir dikazach, if I made a nether for today, with a tnai tomorrow, so I'm not allowed to sleep today. Aye, the nether wasn't chal. No, you have to be afraid that tomorrow will be Eivan the Tanai, because by a Tanai a person isn't careful. Vachinami, Frektach Daran, the Gemara says, why does he have to be Mefer, and Fakert, she won't wash herself. Vachinami, let Islam Lamechish, Dilma Rochsa, but maybe she will wash, but Titsa Mehash to be paid, and she'll become awesome paid. So what's the whole kasha? Fakert, you have to be Mefer now, because if she'll ever wash herself, if to 20 years she washed herself, so come out, all the payers she ate was bisa. Lav kushi. The amre bed, ye koinem payers, oyla malay me hayoim im elchaz. If she would say that the payers should be also from today, ochinam, then it could zicha be made for today. Avokivin she tosa nidra be'im, she didn't say yoim. Ein b'mash me she tocha nidra elalacha she taver al tenoi. It means the nether will first be chal. If she washes, then she won't be allowed to eat peiros. So the Gemara says, so there's no need to be made for as yet. Maybe she'll wash herself, and she'll be also be peiros oilum, so it's nidrin in nefesh. Lav dini de Rabbi Yosi kakashali, de heiche nikshel Rabbi Yosi amai lo yocha, the Ran asks, it's very modern. We said, how could he be mefer? She won't wash herself, so there's no nether yet. The nether wasn't chal. And then Rabbi Yosi, we ask, he should be mefer, because maybe she'll wash herself, and she'll be also in peiros. So how do these two things stem? Elalishne kashle, no, the kashle Rabbi Yosi is another kashle. The comma ain eilu nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yosi said this is not a nether of inui nefesh. The mashmid lepolik amai dechayish tanakama dil marochze. We ask the kashle on the tanakama, why can you be made for now? She won't wash herself, so the nether wasn't chal. The tanakama for some reason, we don't know pshan the tanakama, the tanakama for some reason holds that we have to be afraid she might wash herself. So Mamil, that's why it's called the nether is chal already, and therefore they can be made for the nether. So it seems Rabbi Yosi is also made to Tanakama this Nikud. Ela Tekoma, after Lohochi, after you're afraid she might wash herself, in Eilu Nidrin in Nefesh. But not Nidrin in Nefesh. Voho Vadei Kosher, that's Icheshver. Tekim in the Kamoy, the Dilma Rochzo. If you yourself are moide, that could be, she will wash herself. Ayika nedra is by in nefesh. The nedra of not eat peiros, that's in nefesh. If you hold that you're not afraid that she might wash herself, dilma rochza havel ala meimel, dilma moidele dilma rochza, the na moide to the tanakama dilma rochza, she can be made because of Nidrin and Nefesh, because who says she'll wash herself? But don't say this is Ein Eilu Nidrin and Nefesh. So from the Loshen of Rabbi Yosi, it would seem that he holds the Nether is not a Nidrin and Nefesh. If Shan the Mishnah is, that she said, Im Elchatz, Koine Perish Eilu Malai, this is Icha Nidrin and Nefesh. So what is Pshat and Rabbi Yosi?